Last week, we started talking about learning to trust. And our passage was from Exodus, and this morning we continue in that journey in Exodus. Exodus 17, verses 1 through 7. Hear God's word. Directed by God, the whole company of Israel moved on by stages from the wilderness of Sin. They set up camp at Rephidim, and there wasn't a drop of water for the people to drink. The people took Moses to task. "Give us water to drink." But Moses said, "Why pester me? Why are you testing God?" But the people were thirsty for water there, and they complained to Moses, "Why did you take us from Egypt and drag us out here with our children and animals to die of thirst?" And Moses cried out in prayer to God, "What can I do with these people? Any minute now, they're going to kill me." And God said to Moses, "Go out ahead of the people, taking with you some of the elders of Israel. Take the staff you use to strike the Nile and go. I'm going to be present before you there on the rock at Horeb, and you're to strike the rock. Water will gush out of it, and the people will drink." Moses did what he said, with the elders of Israel right there watching. And he named the place Massah, testing place, and Meribah, quarreling, because of the quarreling of the Israelites, and because of their testing of God, when they said, "Is God here with us or not?" May God give us understanding of this holy passage, and let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. In last week's passage, we saw God's people brought through the parted waters go from laughing and singing and dancing to complaining. Complaining about water, complaining about food, and we saw God providing them. I shared with you last week a story of my friend Paul, who with his family were brought out of Rwanda. Six of only seven people there given passports back in 1984 to get out of all the murderous killings. And I shared with you a little bit about his story and his journey, part of which was that he couldn't simply coast on what had happened with his father's blessings and his father's prayers and his father's faith, but that his faith had to be his own and had to be learned. And also that while God may show us things, he shows us to help us to trust, but not to be the celestial bellhop. Rather, we are there to serve him, rather than him being there to serve us. Well, this morning, as we continue, it seems like the people over there in the desert are still struggling to learn that lesson. And every time things don't go their way, they're crying out again. Is God here with us or not? Is God here with us or not? And if you can imagine for just a minute, any of you have ever taken a road trip with children? Imagine for a few moments the screaming, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" The fighting, the bickering, the crying. Okay, now multiply that many times over. And Moses was dealing with that and more. Now, my own little trick when I was making trips back and forth cross country during my seminary days with two kids in the back seat, I came up with a very crafty little plan. I got two rolls of dimes, and I put them in the center of the front seat in the little container area, but right where they could see them. And my instructions to them were this. You see those two rolls of dimes? There's one of these here for each of you, money that you can spend any way you want. But here's the deal. Every time you whine, every time you cry, every time you fight, I take a dime out of your roll of dimes. So let's see how well you can do. Let's see how much money you're actually going to get at the end of this trip to spend any way you like. Well, they had to test me a few times at first. But after they saw the dime starting to, you know, dwindle and end up in my pocket, they decided they would change their ways. And instead of focusing on the things that they did not like about that trip, they started to see the things that they could enjoy. And they also could see right there that they were going to have some spending money at the end of this trip. But they focused on their assets instead of on the liabilities on their trip, and it changed everything for all of us. And we actually ended up having some fun along the way. All of us, as we go through our journeys, have a choice. We can go through life seeing all the negative things, worrying, is God going to be there for me? Is God going to be here? Is he going to come through? Is he going to give me what I need? Or not? And you know the thing about trust? It's like anything else. You learn by doing. And you learn to trust by trusting. That's not to say that it's easy. And our brains seem to be programmed to constantly be looking for the negatives, looking for the things that aren't working, that aren't right, the things that we're missing. And we end up robbing ourselves of so much, so many resources out there, so many gifts, so many things to enjoy and take pleasure in. There is an abundance in our world that we don't even see day to day. I was listening to an interesting story on NPR this week about foragers. I don't know if you've heard them about them at all or not, but foragers are people who learn to identify ordinary plants and weeds that are edible. And even in New York City, the foragers will go around spotting plants that are edible. And there was one woman who was speaking that she was able to supply half of her food needs just by foraging. She'd be walking by and see an edible plant in somebody's planter in their window. And she said at times it felt a little awkward, and people would be saying, "You can eat that?" And she'd say, "Yeah, you can." But imagine that. Imagine that, supplying half of her food needs, even in New York City, by foraging plants, things that she sees. It's the seeing. And what are we seeing? How are we seeing our world? One of my favorite stories is an old story called Rock Soup. Do you remember that story? This wonderful story about a soldier who's come back from the war, and he's hungry, and he passes by this town, and he's hoping to get a little help with food, right? And he walks through the town and knocking on doors, and I'm hungry, can you spare some food? And each one had a reason why they couldn't. Hey, I can hardly feed my own family. You know, I'm sorry, but things are just too tough here. They're just too tough. We can't do anything. And then he stumbles on a rock. And for some reason, he's drawn to that rock, and he puts it in his backpack, and he continues asking, continues getting no. He goes to bed that night. He finds a little patch of ground under a tree, and he's hungry, but he figures, well, maybe I can at least dream of a good meal. And his pillow that night is that rock in the backpack. And in the dream, he has this wonderful dream of the whole community all coming together and sharing food, and there's laughter, and there's singing, and there's dancing. A beautiful, beautiful scene. And the next morning, he goes into the town, and he shares with people, he says, "I have this wonderful recipe that I want to share with you. Can anybody spare a big pot and some hot water?" Well, you know, water's free. They could come up with that. So somebody brings out a pot, and they fill it with water, and he puts the stone in the pot. And then he boils it up, and after it's boiled for a while, he takes a sip, and he says, oh, this is so good. But you know what would make this just a little bit better is if I had a couple of cabbages. All of a sudden, somebody shows up with a couple of cabbages. He slices them all up. He throws them in the pot. He cooks and cooks. He tastes it again. Oh, this is incredible. You know, the only thing that would make this even better is if I had If I had a couple tomatoes and I had a little bit of this, and so it went. And so it went until almost everybody in the community had come out to see what was going on and had added something to that pot. And after it was cooked, they shared it. And the dream was realized. There was singing, there was laughter, there was dancing. Everybody came together and there was plenty as they shared. Well, we have a dream for that as well. This last week, your session and deacons met. And we've been telling you for some time now that we've been looking into this thing called time banking, where folks share hours, a way to help people get the things they need by doing things that they're already doing or that they know how to do or enjoy doing. And we've been looking in to see how it might work for us. That's involved a lot of conversations with other time banks and other people, and one of them including up in Allentown that has one of the most successful ones in the country. And they've actually volunteered to help sort of shepherd us through that process and be a resource for us. And as we were meeting with them about a month ago and talking with them, they were excited and impressed by all the resources that we have in this area. And they're convinced that this is something that we can do and do successfully. And they're willing to help us along the way. So our session and deacons who were there that night voted unanimously to move forward with this. This is going to be our own version of stone soup. It's going to be a tangible way for us to live out what we have felt called to do. As you know, it's been a good 2.5, maybe 3 years that we've been on a discovery process to really listen to where God is leading us, to really think about who we are to be as the church in this day and age, in this time and place. And we know more and more how different the world is. And especially with our young people coming up, it's not that they don't believe in God. And it's not that they don't have a faith, and it's not that they don't care, but church, as church has been done over the years, does not always connect with them. What does connect with them is ways of being God's hands and feet, ways of the doing, not just the talking, ways of being in the community. We've also felt that serving our community, connecting with our community, is a large part of what God is calling us to continue to do. And this is a way for us to do that. It's a way for us to connect with organizations. Organizations like Family Promise and supporting them, Habitat for Humanity. We mention in our bulletin each week the Warren County Meals at Home program and Visiting Homemaker Service. And Kathy Mills, who handles that, wants to be part of this and help to coordinate what we're doing. So there are so many things that are coming together in so many exciting ways to help us to do this at a time when there's never been a greater need for the community to come together. Like that community in that story, Stone Soup, people are feeling pinched. They're worried about how they're even going to have enough for their own families, never mind other people. But just as in that story, as people came together, there was plenty. So we will have plenty as we come together too. There'll be more information next week at the health fair. We'll also be providing information for those who visit us for our roast beef dinner. And then on October 23rd, which I believe is the date of Sunday, we're going to be having a little potluck celebration following worship. And we'll be able to share more details about how we're going to be going forward with this. So I hope you'll join us for it. But this is a new time and a new opportunity, a way for us to see the wealth and abundance that God has given us, a way to see God providing for us. And all we have to do is to show up. God is there. He is there. And that question, is God here with us or not? Yeah, He's here. But are we? Let us pray. Almighty God, open our eyes to see all the resources that you've given us, all the abundance. Help us to look for those assets and resources instead of continually looking for all the things we think we don't have but need. Instead of looking at all the minuses, help us to see the pluses and help us to be those who share. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.